Blog Talk Radio.
I got a bitch who ratchet, got a bitch who classy. One always love to shop, the other one she nasty. It don't even matter, I'm fucking them both. One love smoking weed, the other one do coke. I got a bitch who ratchet, got a bitch who classy. One always love to shop, the other one she nasty. It don't even matter, I'm fucking them both. One love smoking weed, the other one do coke. No, I'm important, cause I got important people to watch my story. Cut some people out, my life, they can't come back, there's no detour. Little bitch say I'm from the streets, because my cologne isn't yours. She gon' fuck me, she gon' cut me soon as I come through the door. Young, I getting rich, the wildest, let that bitch on red. I'm tired of show the bitches, stay low-key, don't speak on me, let's keep it private. Bitches know that I be vibing, stand on business, I be violent. Push a P like push a C with cooks on me, bitch, I be grinding. She gon' fuck me, cause she seen his diamonds. Yo, shit, where you find it? We big timing, we co-signing. Hear that glee, that mean we fight him. Lying say she couldn't find me and confine me. What fuck you waiting on? Come eat me up, no waste my time then. I got a bitch who ratchet, got a bitch who classy. One always love to shop, the other one she nasty. It don't even matter, I'm fucking them both. One love smoking weed, the other one do coke. I got a bitch who ratchet, got a bitch who classy. One always love to shop, the other one she nasty. It don't even matter, I'm fucking them both. One love smoking weed, the other one do coke. How could you hate, I'm giving hope. Honey's neutral just like hoes. Asking who the realest nigga, where I'm from, I win the vote. Been through 20 situations, nigga, I ain't never fold. You ain't hop out when you roll, you ain't gangster and we know. In her throat, I make her hiccup. He keep calling, bitch, just pick up. Hold up, nap before you lick up. Bitch, I just came off a sticker. All this ice on me, I'm lit up. Put him in the sky, he sent up. He ain't ballin', so she bench. Bled that bitch up on my fence. I got a bitch who ratchet, got a bitch who classy. One always love to shop, the other one she nasty. It don't even matter, I'm fucking them both. One love smoking weed, the other one do coke. I got a bitch who ratchet, got a bitch who classy. One always love to shop, the other one she nasty. It don't even matter, I'm fucking them both. One love smoking weed, the other one do coke.
We was moving different. I'm in the lane on my own, I'm the golden ticket. I go where I wanna go, nigga, I'm well respected. Never open up your mouth when you get arrested. If your man and rat, you cut off cause you infected. Coke, dope, pills, weed, mama, your son invested. Ain't no hope for my kind, that's why the jail's infected. I'm saying foes with mine, I only fuck with the selected. Don't say you love me nowadays, man, that shit fake. I done seen niggas eat, then watch my plate. Because you put a nigga on, that mean you won't eat snake. Nowadays, you gotta watch who you embrace. It be the ones beside you trying to take your place. Dap you up, smiling all up in your face. Drinking down your bitch while you out of state. High nigga solid if he told on the case. My bro Z lost his mind to a blunt that was late. I stay on the paper chase. I don't got time to wait. Any day could be my day. Run up on me, I'ma let it spray. I don't play, I'ma champ like Cassius Clay. He was dumb, but he was brave. He got killed, he ain't used his brain. And his mama felt that pain. Don't compare me to no rapper, we are not the same. I'm in my own lane. If you ain't never lived this way, I can't explain. If you ain't never lived this way, then I can't explain. I had to cut some niggas off, we was moving different. I'm in the lane on my own, I'm the golden ticket. I go where I wanna go, nigga, I'm well respected. Never open up your mouth when you get arrested. If your man and rat, you cut off cause you infected. Coke, dope, pills, weed, mama, your son invested. Ain't no hope for my kind, that's why the jail's infected. I'm saying foes with mine, I only fuck with the selected. Don't say you love me nowadays, man, that shit be fake. I done seen niggas eat, then wash my plate. This cause you put a nigga on, that mean you won't get snake. Nowadays you gotta watch who you embrace.
The block hot, made a killing offline. I'm Jeff Bezos, yeah. Fucking 9 to 5. They told me that crime pay more. Swear to God, shit can go down faster than Drano, yeah. Niggas better lay low, we sliding, handing out halo. I can barely sleep, the stress I make your headache. Cooper Cup ran a dope route and caught a bad case. Slowly had to distance myself, cut off a dead weight. Watch face full of baguette, I got my brand straight. 50 bands in the trap, I make it look easy. Short a nigga pack, give my A for the peas. Address the shit face to face, see me when you see me. Your nigga riding with me, he get smoked off the TV. I triple what you give me when you touch down, we litty. All these niggas telling, that's why I don't fuck with many. Loyalty run deep, I give my nigga a kidney. And always broke bread, I'm like hard in my city. They ain't shit without they strap, make me feel tougher. Fake niggas get accepted while the real suffer. But the money, they'll kill their own blood brother. Another L, that betrayal is a motherfucker.
Please.
Yo, 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 this is Local to Global 757 Radio, and I'm your host, Tony the Beck, and this is episode 6, and we got special guest, Tim Milligan, CEO, MDOT in the building, man. You know, he gonna chop it up with us, he got a lot to talk about, so y'all tap in. Like I said, this is Local to Global 757 Radio, and I'm your host, Tony the Beck, and this is episode 6. Let's go.
Free carry on, nigga. Be familiar. No for baby. We get here, definitely.
So hard to cheat.
Hell on earth, 15 Satan, sharp as a mason. Who the evil I'm chasing? The truth I ain't fearing it. Damn, she ain't ignorant.
No.
God body, thank God for the pyramid. 12 years old, she ain't know what to do with him. Outside looking in, like she was through with him. Hurt it to her heart, cause she couldn't get through with him. Got caught slaying, left.
That was Capri Carry On with Fleet Free. Y'all tap in with bro. I had a chance to chop it up with him earlier. He out there in the city putting it on. You know what I mean? Right now we got AMG Pizzo with Big Gas. This is Local to Global 757 Radio, and I'm your host, Tony the Beck.
Yeah. Big Gas. We up. I've been official. Give me a pack and a bad bitch. Gotta be thick, can't be average. I'ma get to the bag quick. Hit a lick, then I stash it. I'm on that cash shit, I gotta eat, that shit essential. I'm on the road with your hoe, she give me head while we in the rental. Hope it offends you, you know the vibes, niggas are in you. Niggas suspenseful, hit him with lead, now you're pencil. Get him a tissue, wiping his nose, no we on go mode. Niggas got no dough, know if we slide, niggas on no dose. Boy, you got no hoes, I get her wet, now she got no clothes. I make her toes fold, she got a man, so we on a low low. I heard he po-po, I see his tail, I know he welling. Speaking in all caps, niggas a rat, I know he telling. Blowing that big gas, you niggas lame, my niggas been rat. I got a big mag, bucking a stick, give him a shit bag. They never seen this, bitch I'm a genius, I really mean it. I keep a clean fit, riding the wave, I get him seasick. Stop with the beef shit, you ain't gon' slide, you on that sweet shit. Hit him with each clip, he ain't the same, now you're remixed.
Y'all can hit him up on all social media, the platforms and everything. Right now, without further ado, we got special guest, Tim Dot, CEO of the Miller Gang in the building. What's going on with you, homie? How you doing?
Yo, yo, yo. Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
I'm wonderful, Beck. I can't complain. A little under the weather, but... You know, always going to show up for my bro, make sure we can do what we need to do to push movement, you know.
Okay, okay. Well, yeah, I appreciate you then. Cause I know you're busy, you know what I'm saying? I know you got a lot going on. We're going to talk about that. And I appreciate you being able to be available, bro, for this interview, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Salute and thank you. You know what I mean?
I salute you, bro. I've, you know, been watching you a long time, bro. And you always go hard, so. anytime I see you doing something, I think I told you this the other day, I'm always trying to support you, bro. I know you work hard and you give everything 100. So I hope this grow and be big as you want it to be, bro.
Oh, definitely, definitely, man. Same here, man. To you, like I said, I've been watching you, you know what I mean, since I first got into the game. Real, you was like one of the first persons I really got introduced to both game, everything. So, you know what I mean, salutes to you as well, you know what I'm saying, because you done done it. You did a lot for the city, you know what I'm saying. You made a lot of moves, and I just want to give you your flowers on the platform tonight and let you know that I salute you and I appreciate what you bring to the culture.
Salute, bro. I appreciate that. Definitely, definitely got a long resume, you know? But I really appreciate anybody that takes the time to embrace a brother. I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that, man, because what you got going on, like, right now, you know what I'm saying, as far as I see that you have a liquor line, like you got some liquor or something called Forever. Like, what you got going on with that, man? Like,
yeah, definitely. Forever is available right now. It's a cognac, by the way. So, Henny, yeah, we knocking on your door for sure, Hennessy. But that actually came about, you know, from another business deal that I have, like a reality show I was working on. And on the reality show, we were all given products. So my product was my alcohol company. At the same time, me and my partners invested a few dollars, and we actually own 50% of Forever Alcohol. We created it from the ground up. We did the logos. We did the tasting, okay, bottling, all of that. It's available now online. May of 2023, it'll be in every liquor store across the country. So, man, yeah, definitely that's an amazing a blessing. I didn't do it alone. You know, it takes a village sometimes, even when you're an adult. So salute to everybody that helped me with that. And at the end of the day, yeah, that's definitely a blessing for sure. Appreciate you for even shouting that out, bro.
Yeah, no, I seen it, right? And I'm not going to lie, I drink, you know what I'm saying, casually or whatever. But when I do drink, you know, I'm a tequila brand, man myself, you know what I'm saying? I drink tequila, but if I do rock with the brown, go to the Henny. So you said that it was kind of like knocking on the door. So I ain't gonna lie, I'm anxious to give it a chance, you know what I'm saying? I definitely cop that joint.
For sure. I mean, we had sorry you missed it. I had a few bottles come in not too long ago, about 10 bottles. I kind of just passed them around to a few of the homies, and then we drunk. It's amazing,
man.
Bro. It tastes good. It's smooth. It gives you that same Henny taste, that same Henny vibe. And the whole concept behind Forever was this is a little bit deeper subject. We was working on breaking generational curses, you know, not being a continuance of what we already come up under, but trying to do something different. So when we purchased Forever, me and my homies, we looked at it like we changed the future of our children and our families just by owning an alcohol. So that's the whole meaning of the Forever concept behind the drink. You know, it's forever. You know, we did something that can change the outcome of life forever. So that was the whole concept behind the name.
And that's dope. That's dope. That's what's up. That's what's up. And salute to that, man. You know what I'm saying? And, so you got you got this thing I was seeing with you, and shout out to L Burner. I want to make sure I get their names right, man. Shout out to L Burner. And the people that
it was you talking about the Cypher joint?
The Cypher, it was like bars of what's it called?
Yeah, bro. I tell you about it. L got a salute to L Burner too again. But L got a new channel. It's even good to bring it up. It's called Bars of Pain 757. And it's available
Bars
to everybody. You can reach out to Burner. Bars of Pain 757. Y'all can reach out to Burner yourself. L Burner 757. It's a platform available to everybody. And he's just giving a platform where artists can come through and display their talent. And, you know, just giving brothers another way to get themselves out there. I salute, bro, for that. I salute him for even having me involved in anything, you know what I'm saying, especially when I see brother's progress and moving forward. Yeah.
Okay, bet. Not to cut you off, man, but I definitely, when I seen it, you know what I mean, I tapped in with it, and I was like, all right, bet. So, you know what I'm saying, I was just having this conversation with an artist earlier today. Bars is coming back, man. You know what I'm saying? Real rap is coming back.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Yeah. I just seen a crazy, you know, say that. I seen a Cool G Rap video that just dropped where he had AZ and 38 Special up there, and I'm talking about, I'm like, man, yeah, bars are coming back. Cool G Rap, always been a bar guy, but he just dropped a new record. If nobody had a chance to peep that, go check it out too, but definitely bars are coming back. For me, let me say this. I believe Drake got bars, so I really feel like, I know what you're saying, but I really feel like bars never completely went away because Drake, even though we might not, you know, think of him as the way we talking about, but the boy rap, though, you know?
No. Yeah, I definitely know what you mean because, you know what I'm saying, some of them guys, you know, like Moneybagg Yo, definitely be lyrical. We definitely be running it up, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm just basically like tapping into, like I said, the underground, the unsigned artists. Is like bars is coming back, like, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
to the point. Definitely. So, all right, I'm about to tap into this one song you have blessed me with for Savage. You want to introduce us? You know what I'm saying? That to the man, let them know what's going on with that, man.
For sure, Savage is one of the singles I got coming off of my, which will be my first major album release, which will be released by CMG and Authentic Empire. But it features Trey Songz. It got me, my artist, El Burner up there. And it's going to be off the album, The Messiah, that I got coming soon. I got a ton of features on that album, too, other than Trey Songz. Man, we got Tory Lanez. I even got a verse from Lil Wayne. Like, I got a treat for VA when I drop The Messiah. But this is going to be one of the first singles that we went with. So, yeah, man, I would definitely love you. Nobody in VA has heard this, babe, but you. So, you know,
oh,
and it's all
God.
VA love. I appreciate Trey Songz for even, yo, he sent me, he did the verse before we paid him. So I was just like, damn, bro, appreciate you. You know, I could have took the song and ran with it, but, you know, of course we did the business right, but I just, that's big VA, two up, two down for him doing that too, you know.
And I definitely appreciate you for drop. Like you said, this is the first that they ever heard it, and it's for,
yeah, you got the premiere, dog. You got the premiere right now.
Radio, and I'm your host, Tony the Beck, and this is episode 6, and we here with M Dot, and this is Savage. Y'all tap in.
Ooh, girl, you nasty. Kissing your friend while you looking back at it. Bet you was a hatchet. Two girls, one savage. I'm doing damage. Whoa. I know you want it, and girl, you can have it. If you can manage, switch places you with your friend, girl. Tap out, tap in. Having fun touching you. Call off, she got a boutique seller. I want you to get her.
it in your face looking fine. I just popped the molly, your ass is on dry. We started off slow, then move fast, so we eat show. And you can bring your friend too, I don't need help. Get you so wet, feeling like the sheets melt. I let the D drive you crazy, no seatbelt. 2 in the morning, you hop in the Benz. 3 a.m. is me, you and your friend. And we all grown, ain't no need to pretend. My dick in her mouth with my neck fired shin. 6 in the morning, we do it all over. My face in her twist with her lance on my shoulder. Sense in the air, make her wanna get closer. Baby, I'm nasty as you and I told you.
This Sad Paint VA, shout out to my homie Tony the Beck, and you're now rocking with Local to Global 757 Radio in there.
For motivational use only, it's got. I want you to rise. 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 The dope dealers in the prison that's controlling the yard. To all those real bitches visiting with coke in they twat. The young and hopeless holding pokers and they soap in the sock. The cold killers chose religion so they go to the mosque. The dope getters get the power, just don't get a toxic. I ghost nigga St. Patrick when I'm holding the Thomas. It's so real when I go savage, knowing it's karma. But on my mama, this is honest. I want you to rise. To homies inside, I want you to elevate. I want you to rise. I tell him to meditate, get one with the vibes. We live in the hell of Satan, he wants you to mask. They want us to fail on probation, some wonder why. It's racist, black hair population, numbers don't lie. The electric chair is waiting, they want you to fry. You're innocent on death row, they want you to die. But nah, your thoughts not worry, cause law library help you find a loophole. Through that all-white jury, that hating ass judge caught y'all dirty. But your appeal came through, it fucked them up when you walked out early. It's commissary for the lifers, my debit, I'ma swipe it. That swollen little Debbie's got your heavy nigga tightened up. Nigga that snitched on you, he gon' catch him with the rifle. If I can get you a pardon, I schedule it, I'm biting. Dealers in the prison that's controlling the yard. To all those real bitches visiting with coke and they swat. Young and hopeless holding pokers and they soap in the sock. The cold killers chose religion so they go to the mosque. So go get us, get the power, don't get a tiger. I go make a St. Patrick when I'm holding the thumb. It's so real when I go savage, knowing it's karma. But on my mama, this is honest, I want you to ride.
We need the vibes, but he could buy some secret cause he supplied kilos, but we don't know that he the police is guy. That's Rico Law, your piece of all. Look in the least of time, it's thinking time. Are you the weakest link? It's you.
My youngest roam around with egos from under the ground. Pico, side up north for scope, now they hometown heroes. How we died it with a cut, but only sweet Pino. Whitaker, that nigga foot is ass how I be.
We're fucking now, guns they picking up. Heard you drum under the stick, that bitch is cup. No wonder the penitentiary's filling up. Body bag, zipping up, lot of ass, trickin' up. Got the cash, robber, go find your pad if you slipping up.
My bros beatin' and they getting them good to the dollar. Broke in the system, seven strips to Suboxone. We living for the day, we don't live for tomorrow. My homie hope you got it.
The dope dealers in the prison that's controlling the yard. To all those real bitches visiting with coke and they swat. Young and hopeless holding pokers and they soap in the sock. The cold killers chose religion so they go to the mosque. So go get us, get the power, don't get a tiger. I go make a St. Patrick when I'm holding the thumb. It's so real when I go savage, knowing it's karma. But on my mama, this is honest, I want you to ride.
My nephew up on Greensville, this shit don't really seem real. His idea of a good time is bitten where the G's live. Love pull-ups and the push-up gang, quick to bang, boogie bang. You can't tell him shit, yo bitch gave up the pussy game. So he flipped to getting money in prison, he pushed his thing. Super OG in the system, big homie, he pushed the gang. Any gangster that was higher than him, he took his rank. He think like a general, don't think how a rookie think.
prison that's controlling the yard. To all those real bitches visiting with coke and they swat. Young and hopeless holding pokers and they open the slot. The cold killers choose religion so they go to the mosque. So go get us, get the power, don't get attached. I go make a St. Patrick when I'm holding the diamond. It's so real when I go savage, knowing it's karma. But on my mama, this is honest, I want you to rise.
Okay, okay, okay. Shout out to Hitchcock Way. I want you to rise, man. And this is Tony the Beck, episode 6, Local to Global 757 Radio. And we got the special guest, M.Dot, in the building, man. Yeah, man. Hey, that Savage joint was hard, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really see the vision where you going at with that one, man. So, yeah, that joint was hard.
I appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that, bro. Like, man, you know, when we got the record, he had already laid the hook. So he really, Trey set the whole vibe, you know? We had sent him the beat. He put the hook on. He hadn't even did the verses yet. Say again?
You said that was Trey on the hook.
Yeah, he sent the hook. We sent him the beat. He sent back the verse. And we just put the verses to it. You know, so he had already set it up for it to be dope. And I could just imagine, you know, once we get to pushing it and the world get a chance to see what that's going to be, man. Again, I appreciate the boy, you know.
That's dope, man. I got a chance to be on this platform. That's what's up, man. I feel real honored,
I'm going to give you another exclusive right now before we even just because I want to give you exclusive premiere joints that nobody heard. So I got a record for my album from Prodigy, the late great. You know what I'm saying? We talking about bars. We talking about going in. But I'm going
to
send it to you.
We ain't
going to play it today. We ain't going to play it today, but I'm going to give it to you. You can play it whenever you get ready, bro. Guess what? Not only is it Prodigy, Dr. Dre produced the beat. So, bro, when I tell you I'm coming to 2023.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
They come through, man. They give me presents, man, the whole nine, man. Shout out to M.Dot, man. You said, all right, so shout out to Prodigy, too, man. R.I.P., man, to the homie Prodigy.
R.I.P., man, for sure, for sure.
Like real talk, bro, I was just talking the other day. I was listening to his music, and I was just letting my peoples know, like, he had me turned out when I was a shorty, bro. Like, when I was young.
Nigga, tell me about it. What?
Yeah, I mean, a headlock, man. You know what I mean?
Come on, Shook Ones. Shook Ones is still an anthem back to this day. You know what I mean? That joint come on. If you came in that era, you know what to do when that Shook Ones come on.
Alright, so y'all already heard it first, man, that I got exclusive M.Dot, Prodigy with a Dre beat.
And Dr. Dre.
And y'all been with
on a Dre
joint.
Beat.
Hey, I'm going to premiere that joint. That joint going to have a special premiere when I drop that joint. So y'all stay tuned on that one.
I'm going to definitely give it to you too, bro.
Okay, bet. I appreciate that. So, yeah, talk to us. Give us like a little short bio, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Give us a little short understanding of where you come from, bro, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't know, like, especially the new generation nowadays that's tuning in, because I be tapping in with a lot of artists, bro, you know what I'm saying, from Virginia. So, you know what I'm saying, I got all types of age brackets, you know what I'm saying, that's tuning in. So for the young generation, let us know, you know what I mean, like, where you come from. Like, you come from a team called DMP, like, elaborate more
for those that don't know
who DMP is, you know what I'm saying, if you don't mind, you know what I'm saying, short little brief bio of that, you know what I mean, where you come from.
For sure. Like, my cousin is a platinum producer. His name's Not, N-O-T-T-Z. He got Grammys and everything, and he started a record label, man, way back in the 90s called DMP, which stands for Dirty Music Productions. And that's kind of where I got my musical background. So, you know, I kind of been tied to a platinum Grammy award winning producer since day one. So I really didn't have no choice to do this music. Like, me and Knotts is 2 years, he's 2 years older than me. We kind of grew up together. And DMP was also a group of talented MCs. You know, you got to think about Boogie, Top G, Big Shot, Black, Killer. I mean, this was my dungeon. This is where I got my skills up, and I take nothing from Knots. If it wasn't for Knots, I wouldn't be able to do the music that I do. So,
DMP.
Facts, and just to give a little history on Knots, DMP, we were the first local rap group on the radio in Virginia ever. This is before the clips, before Pharrell, before Timbaland. DMP used to do the intro to DJ B. We used to do the intro to DJ Fonz. We used to do the intros to the show. Wasn't necessarily in rotation, but I just feel like we broke a little barriers just for local artists to even be heard on the radio, you know. So I take no credit from DMP. I take no credit from, you know, just the history of what that built for me as a platform to be the artist I am today. You know, just to go into a little bit more about me, you know, I've done it all here. You know, my first concert promotion-wise in Virginia was way back in 2002. And 20 years later, I just did Lil TJ this Sunday. So I'm still doing the concerts. I have a huge record company, 10 Million Gang. We got a ton of great artists over there. Well, shoot, we work with you, Beck. We've done great music with you. I have a cosmetics line, Cutiful Cosmetics. We got a TV show we shoot here, No Way Out 757. It's on YouTube right now. Y'all can go check that out. Okay. I got a reality show I shoot in Atlanta called Branded ATL. So I'm just an industry dude, man, trying to. Local dude, VA, I love y'all to death, and I'm just trying to take this to another level. That's it. But I've been around a long time.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to 10 Milli Gang and all the artists that you have over there. Yes, I definitely had a chance to meet a lot of those people over there, those cats, you know what I'm saying? There's some dope cats, man, personally, you know what I'm saying? Some good dudes, man, and I definitely rock with. You were saying that you got the shoe company, Branded, you know, that's definitely a lot to put on your plate, man. So how would a person, you know what I'm saying, be able to juggle a person that's coming in the game that want to be an entrepreneur / artist, you know what I'm saying, a jack of all trades? Like, how can you give them some advice, you know what I'm saying, because you juggling a lot and, you know what I'm saying, you still maintaining out here and being relevant. So how can you give some guys some advice to up-and-coming artists that's trying to take that same path, you know what I'm saying? Like, what type of advice you got for those people?
You know, well, I'll start with what helped me. You know, I looked at brothers like Ice-T, Ice Cube, you know, Master P. The goal is to diversify. You know, you could be a dope artist. You can have a lot of talent, but you kind of got to get your feet anywhere that's going to benefit you. As far as musically. So I watch brothers like Ice-T start as rappers, and look at them now. Brothers like Ice Cube, they were rappers, bro. I know today a lot of the youngest, they may just see Ice Cube as a movie director, but one time he was the hottest rapper in the country. So following dudes like just as motivation, you know, and saying, hey, if I want to be successful like them, I got to at least try to do what they try to do. So that's where the diversification came from, as far as not just keeping the music, but, you know, trying to figure out other ways we can make money, but still keeping the music. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I got into, you know, the cosmetics, for example. I'll give Keisha Dior a shout out. So I saw her come up, and I saw this girl go from an Instagram model to a multimillionaire from cosmetics. So you know what? I went and invested in cosmetics. I'm a student of the game. That's one of the best things I can give anybody. Be a student. Learn the game, and you'll see what to do. You know, you got Jay-Z out here giving blueprints on his records. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, if you're really a student of the game, man, you'll sustain yourself.
Definitely, man. Hey, that's good advice, man, from the homie M. Dot, CEO of 10 Milli Gang. He got a lot going on, and he going to definitely let us know where y'all can tap in with him. But right now I'm about to play this next track from M. Dot called Dirty. This is Tony the Bet, Episode 6, Local to Global, 757 Radio. And, yeah, we here, man. Appreciate you, bro. We tapping in. Let's go.
And let me say this when you play Dirty.
Hey. take the raps in the wheel. Try me, I'm gon' kill. You niggas ain't from the town. All these niggas get down. What you mad about now? What you sad about now? You got the bag right now. Playing the game, no foul. I keep the ratchet in the wheel. Try me, I'm gon' kill. You bitches ain't from the town. All these bitches get down. What you mad about now? What you sad about now? You got the bag right now. Playing the game, no foul. I got that fresh all up on me. Put your best all on me. Yeah, the real big homie. Them other niggas straight phony. They ain't putting no work. They ain't spent no time. Man, I swear I promise. All them tens for rhymes. Been through it, how to get that. If you rob a nigga, I'm with that. Move wrong, they gon' hit that. Put a big crack in your Kit Kat. Please think it's all just music. Get bold, gon' lose it. Swear I'm let you gon' choose it. Shot a stab between cool. You keep the ratchet in the wheel. Try me, I'm gon' kill. You niggas ain't from the town. All these niggas get down. What you mad about now? What you sad about now? You got the bag right now. Playing the game, no foul. I keep the ratchet in the wheel. Try me, I'm gon' kill. You bitches ain't from the town. All these bitches get down. What you mad about now? What you sad about now? They got the bag by now. Playing the game, no fair. We only focus on her movement. Diamonds make her gon' choose it. North City with them sharks chill. Bullets make them do a cartwheel. All we want is the money, honey. Get fly, never bum me, honey. Fly by in that form wheel. Pocket full and the gun to kill. After parties where they hang out, then they bang out. Man, I swear it's real. Walk around with that chain out. Pull that thing out and not let it spill. We ain't stuntin' on no cops, though. They'll still bite a nigga taco. He's off, homie, I'm Bato. So fly, she think I hit the lotto. Keep the ratchet in the wheel. Try me, I'm gon' kill. You niggas ain't from the town. All these niggas get down. What you mad about now? What you sad about now? You got the bag right now. Playing the game, no foul. I keep the ratchet in the wheel. Try me, I'm gon' kill. You bitches ain't from the town. All these bitches get down. What you mad about now? What you sad about now? You got the bag right now. Playing the game, no foul.
That's what's up. Yeah. That was Dirty from M. Dot.
I love that song, bro. But go ahead. I feel like that's going to be a club banger for me. I think they're going to turn up when I do that.
That's what's up, man. So, yeah, man. What's going on with this situation, man? You know what I'm saying? With Soulja Boy and who's manager and like, I didn't see, you know what I'm saying? You can post some shit, you know what I mean? Where you was going in on some shit, you know what I'm saying? And I was like now I got a chance to ask, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of speculating or instead of a person or putting their own opinion on something, that's why you got to come to the source, man, and ask them. So I'm asking you, bro, like, what's going on with that whole situation, bro? If you don't mind talking about it.
I don't, you know, and it's important I talk about. I'm not even going to stay long on it, but I'm going to talk about it. Let me tell you something, you know, and this for any artist, any label, any manager, you know, you got to stand for yourself in this game, you know. What made me so mad about Soulja Boy, before I even get to the incident, we was fam. I've known Soulja Boy 10, 15 years now. So the disrespect that I received, that's why you guys see the backlash on the internet, and that's why you see, like, you know, me posting. Like, so, you know, let me kind of paint it. Go ahead.
Was it like you booked them or something like that, and they didn't show up for it?
So Something in the Water, I know everybody remember that. That was a big festival for us for Pharrell. So that year, Something in the Water, I rented the Ted Constance Center. I did a big show. I had Soulja Boy, Tokyo Jets, Cash Doll, Blueface, Fatboy SSE, NLE Chopper. At this particular time, if anybody remember, this is when Soulja Boy had went viral for going on Breakfast Club with the Drake comment. Drake, if everybody remember that. So I felt like, and compelled that, I felt like he was all over the world at that time, book him. Being he was the biggest and most known artist on that tour, they made him the headline. So this brother goes to check into parole while, you know, maybe 2 weeks before my show, and he gets locked up. I really have no, I have nothing to do with that. I didn't do nothing to get you locked up. We didn't know you was going to get locked up, but you had been paid $27,500. He did not make the show. The show was canceled by the venue. I lost over $150,000.
You feel like you compensated some money, or you should get a show. You feel like what?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I've tried all that, Beck. I've tried to reach out and say, bro, give me another show. You know, just to show some respect to the artist, NLE Choppa, Fatboy SSE, Tokyo Jets. They all came and made up shows. They did it for me. You know, it just seemed like the big dogs. And no disrespect to Blueface. Blueface salutes you, bro. Blueface sent my money back. Cash Doll and Soulja Boy, I gave Cash Doll 30 bands. She kept that bread, too. So, you know, it just hurt me because the biggest artists, the ones that are millionaires and got the most money, those was the ones that chose to carry me, you know. And I just feel like, damn, bro, you got locked up. I could even understand if it was a death in your family or something like that. But when it's like that, bro, send that back. So let me say this. He came here for the Scream Tour last year, and he met me. And I respect him for that because he pulled up to my city and he was like, damn, I'm not going to come there and I owe Milt and not fuck with him. But he gave me $5,000. To me, bro, I gave you $27,500. We still got a tab, homie. So when I reached out recently to see what was up with the rest of my money, he tried to tell me, bro, I settled that already. So that's where the post more recently come from, because when I reached out to try to get the rest of the bread, he wants to try to say the $5,000 was enough compensation. All I'm saying is you a millionaire, bro. I done got on Instagram and I see you posting cards, videos, all of that. Don't do that when you know you owe me some money. I had to DM him like, yo, what type of dude are you, bro? Who does that? I got kids, man. I got a family. I need my $30,000. Don't get up here and show $100,000 and you can't send me a little cash out to take care of me. So to me, it's a blatant fuck you. You know, and I'm only saying it. Let me say this, Bet, before you say it. I'm only saying this because, VA, we got to stand up. We can't let brothers come in our city or females and pick up bags and they owe the city. That got to be something we do as a unison. Make these dudes pay. They come out here and collect more money from y'all and they owe somebody that opens the doorway for them here. That's just, it don't go down no other state like that. And, VA, we can't allow it neither. You know what I'm saying? These dudes that owe money, I ain't saying step up and beef with nobody for me, but at least don't offer him no business until he handle his tabs. But go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you off, and I appreciate you for bringing that to the light, but this is the reason why I'm doing this platform. So shout out to Local to Global, because it's like I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, bring light more to the Virginia artists, you know what I'm saying, so that it gives them a platform to where they could be heard. Because I have
respect.
I have an ability to have their music played in Chicago or Cali or Australia, or I have that opportunity to do that. So I'm trying to give this opportunity to the unsigned independent artists, because I be seeing how hard they be working, bro. And you know what I'm saying? It's always a butt. It's always, oh, you need this and you need that. And some artists, they don't have, you know what I'm saying, the money, but they dope. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate what you were saying about, you know what I'm saying, how, you know what I'm saying, like, you doing it for the culture. You really be trying to put on for the city, you know what I'm saying? And that's dope, because if we all had that same mind frame and mentality, man, we would really get somewhere out here. But, you know what I'm saying, it's going to happen.
So let's do this for 2023. We're going to say it on local. Go ahead, my bad.
Nah, we all got to play our part.
Yep, I was going to say for 2023, let's make it official right here on your radio station. I'm opening my doors. You know what I'm saying? 10 Million Gang 2023, we open to all artists. We open to all models, all talent. Let's work. Let's put VA on the map like we supposed to be. Let me help VA. Y'all been controlling the game producer-wise for the last 20 years anyway. And a lot of times VA don't get credit, but let's think about Pharrell. Let's think about Timberland. Let's think about Knots. Let's think about Bink. Let's think about Lex Luger. These dudes shape and mold music. And that's a Virginia sound. We giving the world our sound, but we ain't getting the credit. So 2023, I posted it the other day. I'm going harder than ever. And I want, I don't necessarily need it or want you guys to support, but if you want to see your city grow, step up. Let's all work together. I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes. We ain't trying to be in nobody's way. We just want to help any way we can, and vice versa. We reciprocating that love back to the others who want to support. So, like right now, local to global 757, let's make sure it's heard across the globe. VA 2023, let's make a stamp for ourselves. Shout out to Fatty. Shout out to Young Crazy. Shout out to Front Street Truck. Shout out to Savage, Pretty Savage. Shout out to Low Ski. Shout out to all the artists that's putting VA on the map. I salute y'all. I respect y'all. And I'm saying it right here on Local to Global. You know what I'm saying? And we can do more. We could get more out there. You know what I'm saying? So, salute, Beck. Definitely. I said, appreciate you, bro. And your platform can definitely be a channel to open up doors for local artists in VA to be heard, understood, and respected, bro. Not to mention, let me say this before we go. It's a lot of you other rappers that owe me money, too. Not just Soulja Boy. So I ain't going to say no names right now. We'll say that for maybe another interview with Beck. But it ain't just Soulja Boy. So, you know, when you out here, you are trying to put on for your city. Make sure you have some lawyers, man. Make sure y'all have some agents, some people to assist you, because the game get funky. It do get funky. You know what I'm saying? And you don't got to always resort to the guns and violence. You know, you can handle that the right way. But go ahead.
There's got to be a Local to Global M.Dot Part 2, because like I said, bro, I know you got plenty to talk about. You got plenty of advice, bro. You got plenty knowledge. You got plenty resources and things to put people on. They don't probably know. But you got to understand that, bro. It's a whole new generation coming up that they don't know. So
fact,
this platform
fact,
right
fact.
Here,
I'm learning that. I'm learning that, Beck. You know, you so right. You know, humbly, bro, I was running around here maybe – smelling myself a little bit, expecting that everybody knew who I was or expecting artists to just respect me. But I had to realize that myself, bro. You're right. It's a lot of new cats that just don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate, again, a platform like yours to give them a chance to just see. And like I said, I ain't trying to brag anymore. I'm just letting niggas know.
No. It's cool because, like I said, that when they tap in, now they can know that they can hit you up and they can already – you know what I'm saying, hear the sincerity and the genuineness in your voice, bro, and know, okay, you know what I'm saying, I can tap in with bro, and he a good business dude, you know what I'm saying, to work with, you know what I mean? So, like I said, without further ado, bro, I appreciate you for tapping in, man, giving us your time, bro, you know what I mean? And I'm going to definitely plug back in with you because I heard you say you for the city and you willing to plug in with everybody, so trust me,
everybody.
You're going to hold you to your word. And I'm going to make sure all my peoples that plugged in going to hold you to your word. We're going to get out there and bring you some business, and we're going to plug in with you, bro, because, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I can stamp that I have done good business with you. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak on what's going on with anything else, but I know me per se that I have done good business with you, and I appreciate you, bro. That's why I got you on the platform. And like I said, you enjoy your night. Happy holidays. And this is M.Dot. CEO, 10 Milligang, shout out to L Burner, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's got them on that platform with, you said it's called Bars and
Bars of Pain, 757, Bars of Pain, yep.
Bars of Pain,
yep.
Y'all tap in with them, and if you got the bars, y'all got them, bring it to them, you know what I'm saying? It's Local to Global, 757 Radio, and I'm your host, Tony the Beck, and this is episode 6.
And before you go, Beck, let me give you a little flowers, you know? And I just want to say to you, bro, you know, just salute to you, Beck. You know, you always been a brother who tried to unite. When I first met you, bro, and I ain't going to talk too long, you know, you came to me with money in hand, trying to do business with me. Me and you didn't know each other from a can of paint, but I respect you from that. From day one, bro, I'll never look at you no different as a boss and as a motivator and as an innovator in our city. Not only that, I ain't even going to speak on the countless relationships you done pushed me in the doorway to or open up for me, bro. So keep doing what you doing, my nigga. You know, don't ever get discouraged. You are a special brother. You a special talent. And anybody that gets to know you know that. So just giving you some flowers back, bro, and appreciate you for even having me on your platform. Local to Global 757, Y'all can follow me at m.ceo757 at Stats Management. I got a new management company. Y'all looking for management at Stats MGMT on Instagram. Hit me up. And again, make sure y'all tap in the Local to Global 757 radio show. I will be giving more treats. I will be doing more as long as Black back on me on the platform. So bless up.
Definitely, man. Appreciate you, man. It's always much love. And y'all stay tuned for that part, too, because we're coming back with M.Dot with Local to Global 757 Radio, and I'm your host, Tony the Bat. Cheers.
Cheers.